Welcome into 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. Victory Wednesday. Royals win, baby. Huge advantage. Dusty Likens with you. That's L-I-K-I-N-S for those that need help with that.
Boy, you're still bent on that, huh? Let it go, man. It's all right. They're talking about us.
I don't know what I gave off as being bent. I'm just trying to let people know how to spell my name.
Oh, okay.
Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you as well. Happy Wednesday. Can't believe it, but the week's already almost over. It goes fast when your team wins and plays playoff baseball in the 1st of October. And here we are sitting on a Wednesday, a lot more comfortable than we were yesterday.
Oh, I this was one of those games, man, where you get one run and you're going to win this baseball game. That's how good Cole Ragans is. And I'm glad America got to see Cole Ragans yesterday go out there and absolutely just slaughter the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, that was a slaughter fest. No hits, no walks, 8 strikeouts in that game or whatever he did yesterday. Like, it was unbelievable to watch Cole Ragans go up there and pitch, you know, and dominate and then get in a little bit of trouble, but get out of trouble just fine. And I mean, it was just a masterful pitching performance, and that's what playoff baseball is all about. For those that are kind of new to the party and maybe forgot what 14 and 15 were all about, bats don't work in the postseason, man. You dominate with pitching, and the Royals dominated with pitching, and credit to the bullpen as well. I mean, the most unstable thing, I guess you could say, about this team going into the postseason that everybody was concerned about, Lucas Erceg was really good. Bubich was good last night. Even that guy from Cheers, Sam Long, that came in and pitched, he was really good last night. Like, they figured it out. They got that 1-0 win, and now they've got, as you mentioned, a huge advantage going into the rest of this series, because teams that win game one of the wild card have won every single series, are undefeated in the 2-year sample size, but it's a great sample size for the Royals. I'm pumped for moving on today and not even having to worry about playing tomorrow in Baltimore.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him with a breaking ball down and away. And in 5 innings, Cole Ragans has not allowed a run, and he has pitched around a leadoff double. And in this inning, first and third and one out, and he picks up Melendez.
Big, big, big stones from Cole Ragans yesterday. Obviously, you find out later on in the game that he exited with calf cramps.
Right.
Should be fine.
Get a banana. Get some potassium, right? That's what
they say. I assume he'll have plenty of time to rest that. Now, you can kind of look ahead if you want to. They play today at 3:30. ESPN. Vern's pregame. We're on deck show at 2:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. Character Rob, do you have to work for 30 minutes?
30 minutes today.
30 minutes.
Yes, Cody sent that in a group text, letting everybody know they had a 30-minute show today.
And technically with commercials and opens, 24.
24 minutes. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
And again, Jefferson's went there yesterday. Great turnout. Hung out with Nick Price the whole time, and the guys all sat. We all sat together. Had great wings, great stuff, great drinks, great people, good camaraderie. Very tense game. One that I will say you'd probably like to watch at your house, but also one that when you're not at your house by yourself or with everybody else, you do get to see the visual. Everyone is on the same level playing field as you. Like, that's what I picked up when I was looking around and looking at people. I'm like, all right, everybody else is kind of sitting here cross-armed, like very quiet, very tense. Every out was an applaud. Every strikeout got a roar. But it was things like that when you see and you hear the audio of Ragans striking out Henderson. That's where, you know, maybe in the past or during the down times of the Royals, you'd be like, oh, man, I just don't have any belief in the guy throwing the ball right now because of what they're facing. Cole Ragans might have been the best baseball player on the diamond yesterday.
There's no question he was the best baseball player last night. No question.
Couldn't even feel his right leg in the last batter struck him out.
Right, yeah.
Would probably hint that gigantic celebration. And guys like that, like Cole Ragans, are the type of guys that eventually, if they can stay healthy, they're the type of guys that have the legacy of this time of year. And what I mean by that is that you could hear Cole Ragans' post-game interview yesterday. It's very just calm, cool, collected. They asked him a question like, when you're going up against a guy like Corbin Burns, does it kind of like amp you up when you go up against a guy like that? And Cole Ragans is like, I can't worry what he's doing. I just have to focus on like who I'm going up against. He's like, I know the batters I'm facing, but I know what the game is. And, you know, he's, you know, talking about how like the crowd was electric. I know they said it wasn't a sellout, but out of 46,000 seats, they sold 41,000.
Sure, so, seemed like a pretty good crowd yesterday.
So, like,
yeah.
Look at the numbers before they tell you. They might show empty seats in the nosebleed during a rainy day in Baltimore on a Tuesday.
Right.
But look here, Jack. there was almost 42,000 people at that stadium yesterday. That holds 46.
That was a good crowd.
So he, you know, all that's going through, but he's such a guy that doesn't seem like it is fazed by that. And I think there was probably, if you wanted to go back and count 162 games, there might have been three times where Cole Reagans, it was just like, ain't got it.
Right.
But for the majority of the time, you were like, this guy is vinegar and piss in his veins. This guy's got an electric fastball, and he's not really fazed by a lot. And yesterday, he got the nod, game one, not Lugo, who had the better year, by some would say. And it was Cole Reagans. And if you don't have Cole Reagans on that mound yesterday, Bob, you don't win that game because you got one run from the continued low-scoring offensive side of things. Didn't strike out a whole lot.
Right.
Got one run. Your all-star, Bobby Witt Jr., knocked him in. Why they pitched to him, I don't know. But Cole Reagans was the reason why this team is what they were today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say there's so much to unpack from this game yesterday because there's really not. They had a dominating pitching performance by Cole Reagans.
Correct.
And that's really where it all ends. And that's kind of what I've been saying with this team going into the postseason. I spent the last 2 days, and I'll spend even today talking about it because the Royals are the second biggest underdog again today for whatever reason in the postseason, trying to figure out why they're the underdog. When you're throwing a guy like Cole Reagans out there on the mound, and I understand Corbin Burns is pitching, and he pitched his ass off yesterday as well, too. Tip of the cap to Corbin Burns, but wasn't good enough. Wasn't as dialed in as Cole Reagans was yesterday. And it was really impressive to see. Cole Reagans isn't a young guy either. I mean, this guy's been through a lot of adversity. Two Tommy John surgeries, being traded over to the Kansas City Royals, having to battle back from all of that. So when you battle back from Tommy John surgery once, but twice, you know, you've got the opportunity and you look around and you go, I've been through a lot of adversity before. I don't really care who's up at the plate. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I've been through a hell of a lot more. I fought my ass off to get back here, and I'm not going to let anything faze me. And that's the kind of attitude that you have to have in the postseason, because it would have been very easy for anybody, including yours truly, give up that leadoff double on the mound, poop my pants. I mean, that would have been it. That's a playoff moment. The crowd's cheering. It's a different type of atmosphere. It's raucous. You got a leadoff double, and your left fielder fell down, and you're like, oh my God, where are we going to be? And it didn't bother him, and he didn't give up a run. Like, that was the miraculous thing for me. A leadoff double on the road in the postseason where your left fielder fell down, looked like a buffoon out there, and you didn't give up a run. That's the dialed-in nature of Cole Reagans, and that's why they won yesterday. Like, if you don't feel confident with Cole Reagans out there on the mound, you probably don't feel confident with Patrick Mahomes under center at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, because with Cole Reagans out there on the mound, this team can do anything. This team can find a way to win. This team can scratch across one run because they know Cole Reagans is going to go out there and limit the damage. And again, that's what postseason baseball is all about. And, you know, people are already kind of getting ahead of themselves, which is fine because I'm ahead of myself, too. When we face the Yankees in this series, everybody's talking about, oh, the bats of the Yankees. Good luck hitting a guy like Cole Reagans when he's dialed in like that. Good luck hitting Lugo when he's going to be dialed in like he's going to be dialed in today. Pitching wins in October, and the Royals have great starting pitching. Yes, the bullpen has been a question mark, but if you still have question marks after yesterday's bullpen performance, I don't know what more they need to show you. These guys are locked in right now. It's not what you did April through September. It's what you're doing now in the postseason, and from a pitching standpoint, they were dialed in. I would rather have the Royals win a game like that 1-0 then go out there and win a game 8-7, because I think if you win a game 8-7, that shows you have holes, that shows you have some warts, that shows you have some things you need to work on, and it's not sustainable in the postseason. Going out there and winning a game like that is very much sustainable in the postseason, because it's all about your pitchers. They control the game, and the Royals controlled that game yesterday, and now you get one more win in Baltimore, you jump on 995, you're in New York, and you open a 3-game series or a 5-game series, best of 5 with the Yankees on Saturday, and let's go, baby, man. Like, I'm ready for the next round of the playoffs, because that's how good the Royals were yesterday. You continue to pitch like that, you may not give up a run this entire postseason.
I hope not. For those that are wondering, if you want to look into the future, if the Royals do win this series, or when the Royals win this series, they would play Friday, I believe I seen you guys, Friday at 6:30.
Saturday at 5:30, and then Monday at 6:30.
Saturday at 6:30, yeah. And then Monday at 6:30. By the way, is there another game Monday night?
I think there is.
Yeah, there are. The Chiefs and Saints. Yeah. Big Monday night here in Kansas City. Yeah. Now, obviously, the Royals are going to be on the road. I don't know what they would have done had that game been a home game at Kauffman Stadium. They would have had it scheduled for like 11 a.m. I mean, really, or noon or something like that because of the NFL. Because the NFL's not moving
you know,
their game, God forbid. They move their game for a baseball playoff game. They would not do that. and then you'd have the Royals. From logistically speaking, you start that game at noon. It's over by 3. You wipe out the parking lot, let people in at 4. The tailgaters will be pissed and whatnot. It would be a colossal, just mess out there at the sports complex. But again, this is why we need to separate the two teams, because if we had two separate stadiums and two separate locations, it wouldn't have mattered if you had both games at the same time, right? At the same place. So, we've got an opportunity to get those two TVs set up, watch both games, and it's going to be an enjoyable Monday night when the Royals advance. I'm not into this if the Royals advance. I believe in the Royals right now and the way that they're playing, much like I believe in the Chiefs in the postseason. Like, they're a good baseball team that a lot of people just aren't giving credit to, and I don't know why. Again, the underdog today, continue to play the underdog role, man, and go out there and beat the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals are a much better team than Baltimore. Baltimore clearly, in my opinion, looks like they've cashed it in and have for the last couple of months of this regular season and now into the postseason, and then go take on a Yankee team that's been sitting on their thumbs since Sunday. They're going to go an entire week, and in baseball, as we know, oh my God, you take time off, it ruins your timing. I love the matchup against the Yankees. Like, this baseball team right now, guys, start getting on the bandwagon, because they're a good baseball team. When you pitch as well as they are from the starting point of that game to the sixth inning or whatever it was, you put yourself in a great position to win baseball games, man. Yesterday got, I think, everybody excited about this team, and watching Cole Reagan's pitch yesterday, that's got to be like juice for everybody else in the rotation going, I need to match that guy. I want to be as good as him. I want to do what he did. And you got Lugo and Waka roughly the next two nights. Hey, let's do this thing. And Cole Reagan's, man, if they win today, you're pitching Saturday in the Bronx, my man. Like, you're going on the mound on Saturday in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium to get game one over the Yankees.
Yeah, to be fair, I think that Cole Reagan's just that good. I don't know if Baltimore's cashed it in. They won 5 of their last 6 games, including 2 out of 3 versus the Yankees in a big series. So, I mean, I just think that maybe the Royals, just like you said, maybe the Royals are better than people think they are.
They are. They just are. Yeah.
Like, we try to give you the analogy, the Royals in the playoffs are the team that plays defense, and they're going up against teams that have survived by shooting the 3, and March Madness gets here, and all of a sudden nerves come in, and you're not as comfortable because tomorrow's maybe not promised.
Right, and you start relying on the 3, you start airballing it, you're missing a lot of shots, and I kind of think that's where the Yankees are. They've relied on the home run, and if you live and die by the home run, I heard somebody on Baltimore radio yesterday call the home run a rally killer, and you kind of laugh at that, but I mean, you get guys on base, you're knocking them in, you hit that home run, you got to start over from scratch. And so the Yankees right now, man, they're that team that just lives and dies by the long ball. And in the postseason, folks, that does not work. You got to be able to play small ball and limit your opposition. And I just don't know that the Yankees can match what the Royals have from a pitching standpoint right now.